Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. This episode, all about mentors and strong women and role models, goes out to my mom.
Aww.
Because her birthday is tomorrow as we record this. But it was soonish whenever you hear it.
Right.
And I did want to do a list of things I love about my mom because she's my favorite. The number one thing is she's kind.
Love that.
And kindness is one of my most valued traits in anybody.
And I haven't met her yet, but everything you've told of me, I'm like, she's the most patient, genuinely giving person.
Yeah.
That just sounds like it. Wow.
Yeah. She's very caring. She's empathetic. She calls me sweetness. She's strong and funny and fun and wants to make sure everyone else is having fun. She's handled a lot of tragedy with grace. She knows what your favorite meal is and will make it for you when you're sad or happy or when she's just thinking of you.
Aww.
She has a southern accent that makes it hard for drive-through employees to understand her.
Really?
Yep. The infamous example is when we were at a Zaxby's and she wanted water and they thought she was saying order. So they thought she wanted a second order, but she was saying water.
Water. Is that a southern thing or is that the more like...
I feel like that's southern.
I know there's a YouTube star who does that too, and he's from Atlanta apparently, and water. And every time he does it, they make fun of him and puts it in translation.
It was quite funny. It was one of those like, who's on first? It just took forever. Eventually she was like, forget the water. It's fine. She also gets a lot of modern things just slightly wrong. Back in my chemical romance phase, she called them my potions addiction.
I mean,
because I liked Harry Potter.
Fantastic, right? Actually. That sounds like a Harry Potter cover band.
It should be.
Wow.
She's easy to talk to. She's a great listener. She used to take the longer way to my gymnastics class because it had a steep hill that I liked going up and down and pretending it was a roller coaster. Every year she hides Easter eggs just for me.
You make a lot of money off those Easter eggs.
I make a lot of money.
That's amazing.
I know.
I feel like I want to come over and find Easter
eggs. Oh, you should. It's so fun. And there's money to be had.
I'm getting all the money.
My favorite part about Thanksgiving is cooking with her while we drink Coors Light out of silver goblets.
Oh, you fancy.
We super fancy. She's brave. She's hiked alone in all kinds of isolated places you can't find online. And she draws maps of those areas that she has shared with coworkers in this office who've been curious. And she has this hand-drawn map she'll give you.
I feel like I need that.
It's awesome. She's happy to try new things like moonshine. If you want to try a Jon Snow-themed beer at a bar... she's in, even though she doesn't know who Jon Snow is. In one of my favorite pictures I've ever posted on Instagram, I was trying to show her what a selfie was, and instead of looking at the camera, she kissed me on the cheek, and it's one of my favorite pictures we've ever taken.
Aw, that's adorable.
Yeah. She volunteers. She helps others. She remembers the little things that you mentioned and then brings them up years later. Like, remember how your favorite song when you were in seventh grade was that Matrix song by P.O.D.? And I'm like, no. But I can't believe you remember that.
That's amazing.
She indulges me in my silly quest, like going to every store to find a cheap PlayStation 4, which we did. Mm-hmm. It took forever, but we did. Mm-hmm. She didn't laugh at me when I was 9 and cried because I realized I would, in fact, never marry Ryan Gosling. It was out of the cards. It was a tough day for me. She's excited to learn new things. She'll watch a bad movie with me and listen to me talk about Harry Potter and Marvel all day. She encouraged me to travel. She forgives where I tried to forget. Yeah. She never tries to change me and all of my weirdness. She's my cheerleader and she's in my corner and I love her and she loves me and I know that she does. In her actions and in her words, she has made it impossible for me to think otherwise. Even on my lowest day. And I could go on and on. But if she's listening now, she's blushing.
Oh.
And we should, even though I'd like to do a whole podcast about her, we probably shouldn't.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, gosh. I would love to. Don't tempt me. and my mom and I look a lot alike. And sometimes people will come up to me and they'll think I'm her. And instead of being, like, angry because she's older than me, I'm, like, always so flattered by it.
Aww. I love that. I love those pictures of the parent-daughter group, and they're like, are they sisters? Who is who? Who's the older?
Yeah, she's. We do look a lot alike. I see it. But yes, this episode is not all about my mom, but I wanted to talk about her because it's her birthday, and also she has been a really beneficial and powerful role model and mentor in my life.
Right.
And we wanted to look into why that's so important.
Right.
And one of the big things is, if you can see it, you can be it. We've said it so many times on the show before. It's simplification, but it does open up so many doors you may have thought were closed to you if you see someone that you can see yourself in doing something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Studies have found this impacts men, too. If men never see women doing a thing, whatever it might be, they might think women can't do it either. A study out of India found that when exposed to at least 2 female village leaders, men were more likely to vote for women. A recent theory suggests that role models are helpful in 3 ways: behavioral, inspirational, and potential. One of the things that has come up a lot in our female first segments is these amazing women reporting how hard it was to do everything that they did without a role model or mentor or someone they can look to see,
right?
Because they're the first.
Right.
There was no one like them to get advice from or to learn from.
Right. Mm-hmm. A recent study found that 89% of women made more aspirational life goals when around a woman they admire. Admittedly, the study was in part sponsored by Lean Cuisine, but also by a NYU college professor, so there's that. It found that after a conversation with a woman that they found inspirational, women were more likely to think about the things they wanted as opposed to what they believed society expected of them.
Having a female role model can help women deal with all the self-doubt and self-criticism that often plagues a lot of us, especially when we do something society tells us isn't really for women, isn't a place women can succeed in, isn't a space for women.
The National Science Foundation recently sponsored a study that found that compared to male faculty, tenured or tenured-track female faculty were more likely to have mentors. Female assistant professors with mentors were more likely to get grants than those without a mentor.
A study from the Air Force Academy and 2 economists at the University of California, Davis found, as reported by Ray Feisman over at Slate, quote, when a female instructor was put at the front of the classroom, nearly 2/3 of the grade point gender gap evaporated. The study authors acknowledged the difficulty of isolating any one thing when it comes to improving grades, and that's one of the reasons they chose a military college for their study, with the hopes of minimizing as many of those factors as possible.
Smart. A different study from KMPG found that women really want mentorship and really benefit from it. 67% reported that they needed a support group to foster the confidence they needed to be leaders. The same number indicated they'd learned the most valuable leadership lessons from other women.
Several studies have shown mentorship to be especially helpful when it comes to women in tech. Still, even with a mentor, the attrition rate for women in STEM fields is 1 out of 4 women compared to 1 out of 10 men. Wow.
The importance of mentoring our young folks can't be underestimated either. Negative stereotypes about women in STEM impacts girls as early as 12 and when they started reporting a declining interest.
Mm-hmm. A 2017 study found that Black students were more likely to graduate if they had at least one Black teacher between third and fifth grade. Other research found that women are more likely to enroll in upper-level classes when they've had experience with a female role model in that field, even a minor one.
And women can relate to issues faced by other women, being the only one in the boardroom, salary negotiations, or being spoken over.
Men can totally be good mentors for both men and women, too. However, one of the interesting side effects of the Me Too movement is that, according to some studies, more than half of male managers are now nervous and avoidant when it comes to working closely with women. Mentorship is different from sponsorship. Just want to put that in there, which is sponsorship is valuable as well. And this is when someone in a position of power speaks for you, vouches for you, actively helps advance your career.
Mm-hmm.
And I did read, there aren't that many pieces out there about this, but there are some about, like, stop looking for mentors. What you need is a sponsor. You could probably benefit from both.
Right.
But, you know, mentor, when we say mentor, a lot of what we're talking about is informal, although companies do have formal programs. And if this is something you're interested in, totally
right.
Check it.
Mentorship is an involved process, which is a relationship
mm-hmm.
beyond than just let me help you with this one thing.
Yeah.
And I know for my kids, having a mentor, it makes a vast difference. Someone that they can turn to, someone they trust, someone that they can help them in times of needs mm-hmm. without feeling judged. And that's a lot of the mentorship is not judging, but helping. And I know, according to one study, one very important study about adolescents, the likelihood of them reoffending or going down a negative path is lessened if they have one positive influence or mentor in their life. And it makes a vast amount of difference in their future.
Yeah, so pretty important
yeah.
stuff. And we have some more important stuff to talk about. But first, we have a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. So now we want to talk about if you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to go out and get me a mentor. Finding one. Let's talk about that. Like we said, many companies do offer a formal mentorship program, so be sure to see if that's an option where you work. However, we could definitely do better overall. A program is valuable because it normalizes a work culture that promotes learning, growing, and asking for help, and just having that structure in place, like knowing that this person is available or interested, very, very helpful. Of note, you can get a mentor for non-work stuff too, like just somebody in your life. Like, my mom wasn't my mentor for work or anything. She's more my role model, but also kind of a mentor.
Right. And that's the whole idea that I was saying previously before the ad is this mentoring is just beyond this one thing. It's a whole life-changing process.
It
hopefully.
Is. Hopefully. Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. When it comes to choosing a mentor, a couple things. Know what you want out of the relationship and be able to communicate that. Do communicate that. And don't be afraid to be selective. Be open to hearing constructive criticism and to actually heeding advice. Look for someone who has the experience you want, is qualified and passionate in your field, and has the bandwidth and desire to be a mentor, and is generally nice, I would say. It will be a positive influence in your life. And this is more work stuff. And for me, I had a mentor for this job, although it was more back when I was a producer, my old boss, Roxanne, whose voice a lot of you may recognize as the one that has long introduced our fellow podcast, Stuff You Should Know and Stuff You Missed in History Class. She was a great listener. She had your back. She had everyone's back. She made time out of her day for me, gave me advice and constructive criticism and praise. She gave me ideas and also was very straightforward with me about the pros and cons of, like, pursuing certain positions at the company and work-home-life balance. And to this day, we still meet up.
Right.
Very valuable relationship to me.
I think when it comes to this job, technically you, Lauren from Savor, as well as Caroline with Unladylike, are my mentors of what the hell am I doing? And checking in, I'm like, is this good? Is this bad? Am I just completely off the chart and trying to do what I'm doing and all of that? And it's been really nice to have because I could not imagine trying to do this and being like, yeah, I know what I'm doing because I don't.
And that's another good point is it doesn't have to be. I think when people think of mentors, they think of someone
50 years older than you.
Way older and like way more qualified. And it doesn't have to be that way at all. Right. And we'll come back to that too.
Right. Surveys and studies show plenty of women are willing to be mentors. So why is mentoring among women so relatively rare? The consensus seems to be women are afraid to ask or for some reason or another aren't asking. Well, of course, time commitment is a big thing as well. If you want to be a mentor or if you want a mentor, don't be afraid. You probably know a woman in your life happy to step in to fill that role.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It doesn't have to be a super formal. It can be,
right.
But it doesn't have to be.
Sometimes it does feel like it's kind of stalkerish. I'm like, hey, I really like what you're doing. You want to be my mentor?
Well, you just, if you say anything in that voice, it feels a little stalkerish.
Wait, you didn't like that voice?
I'm just saying, maybe your approach needs, I'll
also
mentor you about this later. About
also, as I'm staring at you like this.
Yeah, hey, there's like an eyebrow thing happening.
Yes. Which is funny because my eyebrows really can't move.
Well, they're doing something right now.
They're doing something creepy. Way to go, Samantha.
Yeah, we'll discuss this after the podcast. And this brings us to how to be a mentor. According to a DDI World Study, women shy away from being mentors for three main reasons. Women don't ask other women to be mentors, a lack of time on the part of the mentor. Women don't feel they have an appropriate level of expertise to mentor, which is that damn imposter syndrome again. And mentoring, it's not a one-way street. It's not only helpful for the mentee, but for the mentor as well. It's a mutually beneficial relationship, or it should be. As a mentor, you'll improve your listening skills. You'll learn. You'll become more compassionate and empathetic. You'll push yourself to do better. I was a mentor in college and on and off informally in my career, and I found it to be super rewarding. And I know I felt some anxiety in being a mentor, that I wasn't good enough, didn't know enough. And yeah, I know I'm not the only one that feels like that. But the value of just having someone there listening, a person you can talk to, don't underestimate that. Like, if you can do at least those things,
right?
That's a pretty good foundation. I remember once and I hope no one judges me for this, but I jokingly told a mentee of mine, I guess in what was a very serious tone, there is no fate, so no fate but what we make. And I was exhausted, and advice is hard when you're tired, and I'm a nerd, and I really just, I was kidding. But weeks later, she came up to me so grateful for my great advice. And yeah, that was a quote from T2 Judgment Day. but it helped her.
You know, Terminator, who knew?
I hope she never like sees that movie and feels such crushing betrayal.
She stole that line.
Well, I didn't know what she was talking about at first. I'm like, oh, what advice? And then later I was like, oh, no. And yes, yes, you should do better than that, better than spouting quotes from James Cameron movies. But don't let yourself be scared away from being a mentor because you're not perfect.
I mean, to be fair, you may be, and you just don't know it.
That's true.
When you form some types of relationships, it becomes kind of that way where you're there to help. And it could just be, I'm your good friend, but I'm coming in and checking in. Of course, there's a balance, but mm-hmm. you may be mentoring someone without knowing you're mentoring someone.
That's totally true. There's so many people in my life that I don't know if they realize the huge impact they had.
Exactly.
And one of them, someone I met in China, I was so sad I had to leave. I was so sad. And she said, like, very simply, sometimes people come into your life exactly when you need them, and then they have to leave. And I still think about it to this day. I was like, right. Dude, she knew. But she probably has no idea. I still think about that. Another thing, a lot of the key things a mentee wants to learn from a mentor isn't so much technical, but more kind of personal, not personal, but like communication skills, negotiation, leadership. So if you're thinking, oh, I can barely do this job myself.
Right.
That was me. I'm not putting that on anyone else. But when I first started editing, I thought that a lot. A lot of people are more like, how do I talk to my boss? Or how do I sell these skills that I have? How do I communicate better? How can I be a better leader? And how can I delegate? Things that aren't necessarily so skills slash job based.
I will say I just used you for that literally 10 minutes ago.
She did.
So advertise your willingness to mentor. If you're in STEM, volunteer to speak to schools, volunteer working with students.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot to be said. I know in colleges they offer older students with younger students to help in different types of fields or whatnot. So that's always good to do as well.
Yeah, and I had that program in my school when I was in elementary school. And Zoe... if you're listening, Zoe, I remember you, and you really inspired me. So I very much see the benefit in things like that. Some tips once you find a mentor-mentee. Have structured meetings with set times, frequencies. This is more for the formal stuff. Come prepared with goals and objectives as the mentee and homework as the mentor. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to be like write this thing out, but more like, maybe we'll focus on this and you can work on this or read this thing or whatever it might be.
You like the homework, huh?
I do. I used to ask for extra homework. I was such a nerd.
You were. What? You were.
I was.
Just were?
Samantha. I embrace it now.
You are. Technically, I'm too, just in different ways.
Yes.
And visibility of how women work, which for a variety of reasons, like children or elder care, may be different than men. It's really, 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 really important.
Yeah, and my most recent meeting with someone who I wouldn't say she's my mentee, but she kind of reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm interested in pursuing kind of what you're doing, and can we sit down and talk? And I was very upfront with, like, I love my job, but it means X, Y, and Z. It's for my home life, it means this. And like just being open about what it really takes for you to do what, especially in a job like this where there's kind of a public aspect to it. Like what does it take to get to where we are right now?
Right. And that's honestly exactly why I come to you and come to people who have been in this field for a very long time. I'm not going to pretend like I know what's going on. You know, and it's okay. You know your weaknesses. You know your strengths. Improve your weaknesses. And this is how you do it. You seek it out. And it's better to know,
yes,
obviously, than not know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better to admit that you don't know. Mm-hmm. So how do I find help? And kind of like how I'm doing, I don't necessarily have an individual mentor. Mm-hmm. I literally seek people out in their specialties and or in their expertise. Because I know I can get this from you. Just kind of like how you, like, people come in seasons. Mm-hmm. They have attributes and things that you don't know, which makes it an amazing thing, which is what I love about meeting new people. You find different things that you're like, oh, wow,
right.
I can learn from that.
Right.
Do it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one article I read, kind of going off of that, said you shouldn't be looking for mentors, but friend-tors.
Exactly.
And so that's another way of looking at it if you're not into this whole idea of like a more structured mentorship, or you're just, I don't want to say embarrassed, but maybe like a friend-tor is an easier thing
right.
for you to pursue.
I mean, for me, I have a huge trust issue in general, and I'm so much better now. uh-huh. But that was part of the thing is like, how do I trust you in all these aspects? And I don't want to be disappointed, or I don't want to disappoint you, all of those levels. And being able to kind of bring people in your groups and lovingly do these things and then come back with the fact, like, I don't know this aspect. Again, let's talk. Mm-hmm. And you teach me about this.
Yeah.
And then kind of the same thing with, you know, my expertise is social work. So I do get the, hey, you're a social worker, so.
Yeah.
And as annoying as that can be.
Sure.
I understand why. And it's actually very appropriate and smart.
Yeah.
Unless you're asking for a session, then that's weird.
Right. Yeah, don't. I feel like a lot of my friends who are nurses get the hate.
Right.
Like, hey, I have a weird mole.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're off the clock, then maybe.
And you start randomly pointing at scars.
I mean, yeah. That's a different episode. We're getting off track.
Ooh, sorry.
Also, you can have more than one mentor, and you can have more than one mentee. You can be both a mentor and a mentee. Your mentor can be your age or younger, can be older, can be formal or informal. No labels, as they say these days. Also, not quite the same, but seeing it, being it, is important when it comes to our media, especially the media children consume as well. That's right. Something we've talked about a lot, but worth restating. We do have just a little bit more for you listeners, but first we have one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. And we wanted to touch briefly on why this matters, even though I think it's been sprinkled throughout this episode already.
Right.
One, there are more men named Dave Then there are women total on the list of CEOs of the FTSE 100 companies.
Really?
More men named Dave.
Just
also,
the
I
name
think Stephen,
Dave.
Too. Like, there were a bunch of names I saw on different websites.
No Roberts?
I don't remember if I saw a Robert, but I Dave stuck out.
Dave.
Dave. Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Dave.
What is the quote from 2001? I'm sorry, Dave. I just can't do that.
Oh, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid I can't do that,
oh,
Dave.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yes, thank you, Andrew,
coming
for the
through.
Save, for the
coming
assist.
Through. CARE reports that although women do 60% of the world's work, we make a measly 10% of global income and own less than 1% of the world's property.
That's not... My stomach does not like that. My whole body.
10% of the global income.
Yeah.
Wow.
1% of the world's property.
That's absurd.
Yeah, it is. study after study has found that our companies and our economy as a whole benefits from diversity. Think of how many ideas we're missing out on by not having women and other marginalized groups at the table, whatever table that might be. Think of how many ideas we would have missed out on if not for women breaking barriers and overcoming obstacles.
You know, one of the things I think about social media, my coworker and I talk about, we were talking about different issues that are happening and just kind of catching up. And when I mean a coworker, my other job, and she is a very strong Black woman, and I love her to death. And one of the things we were talking about was how she sees Twitter and how we see Twitter and the differences. And she's like, as she calls it, Black Twitter, I already knew this. And then white people are saying,
right.
bringing this along. I'm like, that's been 15 years. And the dynamic of the split is more noticeable now that we have that social media content. And even though it's still separated, unfortunately, and not as consumed or interchangeably consumed, I guess, it's such a dynamic thing. It's like, what are we missing out on?
Yeah.
You know, and then you start realizing because now you have ability to see that content, which is really, really important.
Absolutely, it is. One thing, and I know we've talked about this before too, but like having that friend who is the strong person,
right.
always worth like, because sometimes people who are strong have their days that are, where they're down too, or they're feeling down about themselves as well. And I, in a mentor-mentee relationship, which can be, it doesn't have to be, but can be more of a like personal friendship relationship. Just good to keep that in mind, you know.
Check in. Right.
Always check in on people. So that's about what we have to say about mentors and role models today. But we are introducing a new thing at the end of our episodes.
Yes. We wanted to make sure that as we had previously had episodes about supporting women and supporting women in podcasting, specifically in our field, because we know the statistics, that we continue to actually emphasize that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I am learning this whole world of social media, I've been checking out different Twitter sites and different podcasts, Twitter sites. Is that a word?
Look how up to date you are.
I'm so good at this already. What is this?
I was on the Twitter site.
On the Twitter site. It told me. It tweeted at me. There are so many people who are asking for suggestions, like female, what are your favorite female podcasts, female-led podcasts? And so I'm going through every single one of them, clicking. I'm like, oh, I like this one, and I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So a few that I saw was Shenanigans with Friends, hilarious content. I was just like, oh, yeah, I want to be your friend. Just her, she was interviewing a specific person. It was you need to go check it out.
Okay.
Nerdy Bitches. It would be up your alley.
Yeah, sounds like
just
it.
Just so you know. And Black Girls Do Stuff, too. And I enjoyed every bit of all of those things. And it's really good content. So if you love listening to our stuff, go check their stuff out.
Yeah, and we would love to hear your suggestions for podcasts we should be shouting out. If you do a podcast, we've heard from some people.
Right, let us know.
Let us know. And one of the ways you can do that is through email.
What?
Yep, on the email sites, as they say.
On that email thingy.
Yeah.
Does it tweet at you, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think so.
Cool.
Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. Our Twitter is @MomStuffPodcast, and Instagram is Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Andrew's not there.
He was there moments ago.
He decided to leave me because he doesn't like my songs.
Oh, he loves your songs. And thanks to you for listening.
Thank you.
Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.